Joining us live now to talk more about the situation in Afghanistan is WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. As we've just heard, J.J., from CBS, sounding like a volatile situation there and somewhat heated. What are you hearing and what is happening around Kabul today?
Well, there were demonstrations today in both Bagram around the airbase and in Kabul. The protesters at Bagram were smaller than yesterday. I spoke to General Jakobsen as well. And he said there were less protests today around the Bagram base, but in Kabul there were significantly more protesters. In fact, four separate groups, 200 to 400 people apiece. Unfortunately, some of them died in some of the violence there. And an investigation is underway into how they died. But the protests, they actually subsided about midday Afghan time today, but they're still concerned they'll pick up again.
JJ, what is this investigation specifically looking for?
Well, there are several questions they need the answers to. One, what kind of religious material was removed from the Parwan detention facility at Bagram? Why was it removed in the first place? How much was destroyed and what the chain of events were during the removal and the destruction? Those are the principal questions they're looking into.
Do they think this investigation will help calm the situation? Obviously, this was a mistake.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. The investigation team, according to the general, is on its way back, even as we speak, from Bagram back to the ISAF base there. And they should be back by now. But he says they will look at video, they will look at all the evidence they gathered, and they'll try to piece it together so that they can calm the situation as quickly as possible.
Some of the ISAF troops are Muslims. How is this being taken by them?
Well, there are 50 nations in this coalition, and six of them are Muslim nations. And in fact, Turkey is actually in charge of security in Kabul. So this is complicating and conflicting for them at the same time. They understand the seriousness of the situation and need to know and need to make calm there, but they can also understand what the protesters are upset about.